High School DxD is one of my favorite anime series of all time, and it seems like I don't shut up about it, and I just mention it as many times as I can and put it into different reviews that I do, but I love talking about it, and I like making episodes about it. And today is going to be like a theory video, kind of, and it's basically going to be, what if High School DxD was a wholesome harem anime? And this idea was inspired by the YouTube channel Mother's Basement and his video about the power of wholesome harem anime. He stated in his video that a harem show doesn't have to be full of fan service and etchiness. He pointed to shows like Oren High School Host Club and Toradora as examples of super popular harem shows that feature little to no fan service at all. I really didn't take Toradora as a harem show, but when you look at the requirements of a harem show, it has one male protagonist, or one protagonist, and three potential suitors. That's basically what a harem show is. That's the basic formula for a harem show. So that's it. So those shows, Toradora is something that I didn't see as that, but at the surface, it is. But I'm going to tackle the topic of, would High School DxD work as a wholesome harem show, and how would the fan base react to that? So High School DxD really gained most of its prominence because of the extremely etchy nature and the sexualness of the show, like how upfront and just in your face the fan service and etchiness is. And that's why it became so popular, I think. I mean, it has other great qualities about it, but that's the big reason why I think it is the most popular harem fan service show of all time on MAL. So it's up there. But I wanted to, and it like I said, it has many qualities that are great and that are not even related to the fan service or anything. The story's good, but there would be the changes that would have to occur in this version of the show would be, like, obviously no fan service, no sexual anything. It would have to be totally devoid of that. And one gigantic character motivation would have to change, and that would be Issei and his passion for breasts. That is the whole, as the crux of his character, and that would have to be erased. That could not happen. And I don't know, maybe that would destroy the show. Maybe that would just be a thing that would be too much and that would end it. But we're going to keep going. And he would have to, I don't think he would have to change the aspect of his harem king thing, where he wants to be the harem king, because he is, that's not really, at its surface, that's not really like an etchy thing to do. Like, you can be the harem king and not be like a perverted guy, I guess. So he would have to change that. Maybe he would have to be in a more innocent manner, the way he would present it, the way it would be presented. It would have to be more innocent and kind of not like that. Not because in the show, you know what he means by the harem king. Like, you know what he is going for. It's not that hard to understand. So, and again, this show would have a PG rating. It would not have the, I think it's MA. It would not have the MA rating. It would be PG, and it would keep a lot of the demon stuff, like a lot of the magic, demon, all that stuff would still be in the show, and all the fighting and the battles and everything would still be in the show. And so that wouldn't change. And because, like I said before, the story is really good. You can keep the story. The story by itself is really good and really interesting. And the characters are really good. I think the characters are good enough and engaging enough to carry the show. And it doesn't have to depend on the fan service to keep it going and keep it interesting. And the show would shift to romantic drama. Like, it kind of is a romantic drama in ways, but it would shift to that, and it would have more screen time for each character. Like, each girl would have more screen time and would allow to go in depth with their personalities and who they are as characters a little bit more. And the character designs themselves could stay the same with a little less bouncing, if you know what I mean. You eliminate that, eliminate this, get rid of that. You'd have to get rid of that to keep it PG. And I think it's important that the characters all the girls want to be with Issei. That's like a thing, that's a harem trope that has to stay in the show. They all want to be with Issei, but it's more of an innocent, like, just want to be with him in a, like, an innocent teenager way, not in the, like, you know how, like, yeah, I don't have to explain it. You know how the girls want to be with Issei in the way, I don't have to say it. That's easy. But that would get rid of that. It would just be a innocent teenager way of wanting to be with Issei. It would be simple. And they would retain all their backstories. Like, basically everything about them would stay the same. Maybe Akino would have to change a little bit because she's a very sexual character. So you maybe have to change her a little bit. But for the most part, every character can be the same. But you maybe and you have to change Zenovia a little bit because her whole thing is she wants to have sex with Issei so she can have his child. So her child can be like part of the Red Dragon. Her child can have the power of the Red Dragon Emperor within it. So that would have to change a little bit. But for the most part, all the characters would stay the same. The backstories would stay the same. And every character would basically be the same. And that would be it. Like, and the biggest part of this, because, I mean, you can do all that, and the show would be, I think, still be high quality. It would still be a show that a lot of people would watch. And I think more people would watch because it would be more accessible to people. But the biggest question about this show is how would the fan base react to the show? How would the people that watch the show for the plot, how would they react? How would they handle this? Because my thing would be, what if this show aired for season 5? Like, this wholesome PG-rated show, what if this aired for season 5? Would the passion for the series still be there? Would people drop off and be like, nah, this is what I signed up for, man. I want to do something. I know what I wanted, and this isn't it. And for me personally, I would still like it for the main reason of being that I would have this show back. I want this show to come back. I finished it a long time ago. And I'm like, I'm waiting for season 5, and I keep hearing more rumors for season 5, and nothing's coming. So if this show aired for season 5, I would be like, hurrah. I would not have any qualms with it. I would still, like, dissect it and analyze it like I normally do with shows. But for the most part, I'd be really happy. And I think this would test the fan base. But I think even if the show lost for the plot fans, it would gain a lot more in neutral fans, the fans that just like anime and fans that like good stories and stuff like that. So it would be some people would drop off, some people would stay, and a lot of people, I think, would come to the show and really, really like it and enjoy it and be like, hey, this part that I really didn't like about this show is gone now, and I can really get into the story. So And the biggest question is, are these characters enough to command attention? I think they do. I think they're all really good characters, and they're all really engaging characters. So these characters can carry the show without all the fan service and everything. But it's up to you. Do you think this is a good idea? And let me know on Twitter at Grimory House. And I hope you guys enjoy the show, and I'll talk to you guys next time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.